Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Robert Simons?
Yes.
Thank you. And first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
100%.
Vote for public? Okay, definitely. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
68.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong.
And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Approve.
Just somewhat. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I have a short list, okay? I know all are important, but the most important issue, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Environment and economy.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Okay. And the economy. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one, Maria Cantwell, from 0 to 100.
50.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
Raul Garcia?
I don't know.
Mary Glusenkamp Perez, from 0 to 100?
90.
Joe Kent, from 0 to 100?
20.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
100.
Woke liberals in Congress?
What was that one again?
Woke liberals in Congress. Do you recognize the organization?
I don't understand that.
Woke liberals in Congress.
Yeah, that's not a person.
Yeah, the organization. How would you rate the organization Woke Liberals in Congress? Or you are not familiar with it?
100.
Okay. And the last one, MAGA Republicans, from 0 to 100. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 100. And the first one is, someone who will stand up to the attack on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
The next one, someone who puts doing what's right about politics. From 0 to 10?
10.
Someone who will really understand the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves. From 0 to 10?
10.
A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
8.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
From 0 to 10. And the last one, a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% now. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reasons to support her for Congress. Just 3 statements. The first one, in February of 2020, Mary Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believed women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
10.
The next one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian state, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so it's Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
10.
And the last one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez shows up, she listened to our community and takes our concern back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. And Mary listened to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. From 0 to 10, how important? Okay, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Mary.
Okay, and lastly, this is the last part of the survey. I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. This is random. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. But please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt. And 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. Just 2. The first one says Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complication. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. From 0 to 10, serious doubt, some doubt, or no doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent.
Serious doubts.
Is that a 10?
I wasn't sure which one was which.
Yeah, correct. 10 means serious doubt, 5 some doubt, and 0 no doubt.
Okay, 10.
10. And the last one, we can't trust John Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankroll in his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will then lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. That gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or no doubt at all.
10.
10, okay. And after hearing more about Joe Ken, would you say you are more likely to support him for Congress or less likely?
Less likely.
And is that much less or just somewhat less likely?
Much less.
And in your own words, given everything you just heard about Joe Ken, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
He's MAGA.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And the last question, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Yep. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep.